Shabbat Shalom. This week, we get the greatest sin in Israel's history. But because it's the greatest sin, I want to be really specific about what it is they did wrong. Where was the mistake? Now, certainly idol worship, but I think we can go before that. Maybe it was just building the idol, but I think we can go before that. Maybe it was pressuring Aaron to build the idol, but I think even we can go before that. You see, our parsha tells us that everyone knew. So all the Israelites are camped at the bottom of the mountain, and they all know that Moses is going to be up on that mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. A month and change, Moses is going to be up on the mountain. And they lose track of time. They lose track of time, and they think that he's been up there for too long. And they think that he died. Imagine the fear they must have felt. Yes, they left Egypt, but who was there when the 10 plagues came? Moses. Who was there when the sea split and drowned their oppressors? Moses. Who was there helping them defeat the armies of Amalek? Moses. And now they think he's gone. And in that fear is where the sin comes. The sin is they think Moses is gone, so the rest of it's gone too. Moses is gone, so the relationship is gone. Moses is gone, so the connection to God is gone. That's where the idol comes from. That's where Aaron comes from. All of it comes from that one sin. And the proof is in Moses' reaction. Moses comes down exactly on time, chipper, carrying down the two tablets. It took me 40 days and 40 nights, but I got the Torah for you people. And sees the golden calf. And he has two emotions. He reacts with two feelings. The first is anger. And the second is protection. Moses goes before God. God says, let me kill all of these people. You were up here getting my Torah and they built an idol. And Moses says, no, don't kill them. I want to protect them. If the sin had really been to reject God after all they had seen, I don't think Moses would have protected them. But because the sin was that people didn't realize or didn't understand that it had to go on past Moses, Moses wanted to protect them because he knew it was his failing. Somewhere along the lines, he had not taught them that you have to keep going. The relationship continues. Judaism has to continue even when I'm not here. And we know that even more by that first reaction, anger. I believe that when we get really angry, really upset, when someone drives us crazy, almost always, it's about us. Almost always, it's because that person has some quality that we have that we don't like about ourselves. If we get really angry, almost always, it's about our own feelings and what's going on inside of us. Moses gets really angry and throws those tablets down because he says to himself, I didn't teach you right. You didn't learn it, that it has to keep going. That's why Moses takes the time and says, I'm going to go back up on that mountain. I'm going to bring you two new tablets down because we're going to get it right this time. We're going to learn that it has to keep going past me. And I think that that lesson is for us to learn today. There's a blessing, you say. If you have a friend and you don't see them for a whole year, the blessing you say is, praised are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, Mechayei HaMetim, who raises the dead. If you don't see someone for a year, it's as if they were dead to you. But the message is the relationship isn't. Mechayei HaMetim, who raises the dead. Our loved ones stay with us always. It is our job to keep their values alive. Moses was trying to teach us the lesson that we try and learn in every Shiva house, at every unveiling, at every yard site. We are trying to learn that just because our loved ones are not with us does not mean the relationship is over. Our job is to make that love eternal. Moses was trying to show us that our commitment to God, to Judaism, to our loved ones, goes on. So this Shabbat, each of us, at some point, is going to face real fear and darkness, where the people and ideas in our life seem elusive. They feel like they may be gone forever. And I wish us that we learn the message of Moses, we learn the lesson he was trying to teach us. We learn that the relationship goes on. In that darkness, we hold on to the light of our memories. In that fear, we hold on to the courage of the values of our loved ones. This Shabbat, I wish each of us true and eternal love. Shabbat Shalom.